Hello, everybody. This is Josh Price, and you are listening to the Mark Price for Three podcast. Each episode, my dad will be talking NBA basketball, sharing some coaching and instruction, and of course, talking about his faith. Without further delay, here's my dad, Mark Price.
Welcome to episode 57 of the Mark Price for Three podcast. Exciting week this week. It's the holidays. It's Thanksgiving. So today, Mark and I are going to talk a lot about what we're thankful for. But Mark, how you doing?
I'm doing great, Aaron. Doing great. If the quality of my sound is not quite as good, it's because I'm remote from Cleveland, Ohio this morning. So I'm not in front of my MP for three mic at home. But just up front, so people will know about that. But I've been spending the weekend in Cleveland. Got to see a couple Cavs games. Obviously, a big Browns game was yesterday. So big day yesterday for the city of Cleveland.
Well, that's just dedication on your part. Just a gamer. I mean, on the road, you're doing the road trip thing, and we're still recording the podcast. So just in case anybody questioned your dedication to the podcast, you're doing it on the road, and we really, really, really appreciate that.
No, hey, I know that we got our listeners out there and, you know, you got to be there, for them. So I'm glad to do it.
That's right. The best ability is availability. So thanks for being available today. And yeah, we got some things to talk about. Cavs are currently 7-6 after a big win last night versus the Nuggets. I don't know if anybody saw that one coming. They've now won three straight and they are 6-4 in their last 10 games. So good things happening. Good news is there's, you know, still trying to get everybody healthy too. So what are your thoughts on the Cavs? I know you're up in Cleveland. You've been around this weekend. What are your thoughts?
Well, it was a fun game for me to watch just because of my connection with both teams. I got a chance to run into some of the guys, some of the players, Nikola Jokic and Michael Porter and some of their assistant coaches that I'd worked with when I was in Cleveland about 3 years ago. So it was fun to reconnect with those guys again, and also the Cavs, of course. And you had two of the starting guards. Donovan Mitchell didn't play for the Cavs, and Jamal Murray didn't play Nugget. So that was kind of a wash there. And so it came down to, you know, how can they contain Nikola Jokic? And really, for the first time all season long, I thought it's hard to say you contain somebody when he had 18, 10, and 7. But that was like only in 20-something minutes because the Cavs got him in foul trouble. And I thought the Cavs bigs for the first time this season really played one of their better games. Particularly, they made an impact on the defense end of the floor. And they frustrated Jokic, and he got a couple of fouls out of frustration. So kudos to the Cavs, man. They had a good game plan. They executed, and then they got great contributions from their bench guys, Craig Porter, who I've been impressed with, young guard who's getting a lot of playing time because of the guard injuries and Ty Jerome being out. And this young man is taking advantage of his opportunities, just plays under control, you know, particularly for a rookie, doesn't get in a hurry, makes good decisions, and can score the ball. So, you know, kudos to him for taking advantage of that opportunity and, you know, great win for the Cavs overall.
Well, you got to love that story about Porter because, you know, you got to be a fan of that because, I don't know, it sounds familiar. It sounds very familiar. A guy that probably most people didn't have on their radar seems to be quickly rising. And it's funny, you and I talked about Ty Jerome. You know, going into the season, we talked about how excited we were and thought that was a great signing. Unfortunately, he's been unavailable. Again, the best ability is availability, and Porter has. And from everything I've seen, I did not get a chance to see the game, but from everything I've seen, he's doing very well.
Yeah, he's doing very well. I mean, playing really good basketball and helping the Cavs win games. That's the most important thing. I mean, he's coming in. That second unit has been the difference the last couple of games for the Cavs. You know, coming in, those bench guys. So it's they're playing with a passion and an energy level that, you know, to be frank, has seemed missing a little bit early on for the Cavs this year. So it's good to see. Kind of seems like they're starting to get their feet and confidence under them a little bit. Now we can only hope that everybody can kind of get healthy and get the whole team in the mix.
And you have to love just the drive of that second unit, especially LeVert. That's another one. It seems like he has a new mission this year. He understands his role. One, he's embracing it. And he's just got a determination. He's going to get to the basket. He's going to get to the foul line. That's what I've seen. I haven't seen every game, but the ones that I have seen, LeVert's taken a lot of free throws, and I probably should have that stat up, but I don't.
Yeah, no, he's played great. Like you said, I think he has embraced that role. I think I saw an article maybe the other day talking about how he doesn't want to move into the starting lineup. He wants to kind of be in position to compete for the Sixth Man of the Year award and kind of taking that Jamal Crawford approach to things, you know, and coming in and just being that guy, you know, coming in off the bench. He's coming in with a purpose, and that's to score the ball and to be aggressive. And he's doing a good job of that this year. So, yeah, things look like they're starting to fall in place for the Cavs, which is a good sign. And hopefully that growth will continue as they move forward.
Well, there's a trend. Every time you go to Cleveland, there's another trend that's very positive. And that is the fact that every time you show up in Cleveland, the Browns pull off a big win. And I know it's a basketball podcast, but how about that yesterday? The Browns pulling off another big win while you were in town.
Yeah, the Browns just keep rolling this year. And it almost seems like a plug-and-play quarterback situation going on.
That's right.
I mean, whoever they put in there is winning. They had a young rookie yesterday that played great, and they ended up winning at the end on a field goal against the mighty Pittsburgh Steelers and the big rivalry that's there. And so, yeah, it was a big day downtown for sure last night. It was a lot of hoopla and a lot of hype because everybody was pretty pumped.
It's got to be electric. I'm in Columbus, Ohio. Obviously, everybody in this town's focusing on the game this weekend, as they call it, which, you know, but I miss being around that electricity in Cleveland, because when Cleveland sports teams are doing well, Cleveland just, man, there's just an energy that's just awesome. And so I imagine last night downtown was pretty amazing.
It certainly was. It was fired up, and there was a lot of people that double dipped, it looked like. There's a lot of people at the Cavs game wearing their brown and orange. So yeah, there was probably a lot of people that double dipped on those games and just made a big day out of it. So
yeah, that's got to be awesome. It's like when the Cavs and the Guardians overlap, you know, towards the end of the season, and especially when they were in the playoffs. And that's just, oh, I got chills thinking about it. But there's a guy that is now, I think, part investor or something in the Cavs. That is kind of a big deal for the Browns. His name is Myles Garrett. I don't know if you've heard of him, but did you get a chance to meet him? Because he was at the game yesterday as well.
He was. He showed up at the Cavs game about halfway through. Obviously, the Browns game had just, because the Cavs had an early start yesterday for playing on a Sunday. So he wasn't able to get over at the beginning of the game because the Browns didn't finish till almost 5 o'clock. So, but he showed up, obviously got a huge, huge round of applause from the fans. And I didn't get to meet him. He was in the box that I was kind of coming in and out of as I was doing my stuff, but seemed like a nice guy. Didn't get a chance to meet him, but I'm sure I will at some point.
I'm dying to get a picture of Mark Price and Garrett together. That'll be a huge seller for somebody, whoever can capture that, because I just can't imagine the two of you guys together. He is a very large person, but you played against a lot of very large people like Shaq. What were your thoughts just seeing him first time in person?
Yeah, I was honestly, and I don't mean this in a negative way, but I think because of big linemen, you know, pass rusher or whatever, I was expecting him maybe to be a little bit bigger. I don't mean that as a slight in any way, because he's an incredible player. But yeah, I think you just kind of get stuff in your mind like, oh man, this guy's got to be huge. And he was, but he was in his clothes. He looked different, I guess. He, what I'm saying, he didn't have the pads and all the other stuff, but obviously he's a great athlete and a great football player. But yeah, it was just one of those deals that I saw him, and it was a little bit from a distance, but yeah, didn't quite as big as I maybe expected him to be, but still a big guy for sure.
Well, there's a great line in a movie called Roadhouse where they say, I thought you'd be bigger. And I think people have applied that to your career as well.
Yeah, I'm sure everybody says that about me.
I'll say that about you the first time I met you. So
bigger.
It's got to be a compliment, though, because honestly, when you, I have spent time with Bo Jackson, you know, and it was the same way. I just thought he'd be bigger. He still had Popeye arms. He's a very large, intimidating man, but he's not tall. And I guess the first time I met him, I just had this bigger vision in my head of who he would be. And so I think that happens a lot. That's But it's got to be a credit. Like, how do you pull that off? Because I thought you'd be bigger. I thought you'd be more superhero-like, you know?
Yeah, for sure. For sure.
Okay. All right. So good. Congrats to the Browns. One thing you had a chance to do on your trips back home is be around your teammates again. Brad, Larry, you know, how cool is that to just, after all these years, to still have the bond and friendship that you guys have because all three of your numbers are hanging up in the rafters?
Yeah, we've been close ever since we played together. We really have, even though we don't live in the same cities but we don't talk to each other every week but it's just like whenever we get together, it's just like it always has been. You know, it's just memories come back. We just have that bond with each other. And so it's so much fun to hang out. And I got to do a couple of different events where we, you know, we're with the fans and the fans got to ask questions. And so we got to share and reminisce and share our stories and things that people were interested in our team when we played. And that kind of thing is just so much fun. And I just, you know, had a couple of people that listened to, you know, Brad and I spoke to about probably 300 people before the game last night. And they were just like, man, you guys just flow with each other and play. I said, well, that's kind of like the pick and roll was with us, you know?
Yeah.
We just had it. I knew what Brad was thinking. He knew what I was thinking. It just worked. And it was kind of the same way when we were sharing our stories. We just bounce it off each other and go back and forth. And it was great. It's so much fun to do that. And I know the fans love to hear those stories that they got to see us play all those years. And so those kind of times are fun and special. And it's always great to get to hang with my guys.
So when you guys are sitting around let's just call it BW3, you're having dinner, the two of you, you and Brad, you and Larry, all three of you. Do you guys ever sit around and do that? Like, do you just, from the average fan, do you sit around and talk about, hey, remember that time we were playing the Bulls or the Pistons and Lambeer did this? Or do you guys just talk about life? I think, I don't know. I just think it's an interesting question for the average listener. Do you guys just sit around and just talk about life? Or do you talk about the days when you were playing the Bulls and the, you know, game sixes and the playoffs and Richfield? And like, what is that conversation like?
Yeah, a little of both, I would say. Yeah, I mean, we keep up with each other's families and things like that. So a lot of it's how we're doing and talking about our kids and what they're doing and all the other normal things in life. But yeah, it always gets around, you know, getting back to basketball and, you know, we cut on each other, you know, all the time, like, you know, you wouldn't pass it to me and you wouldn't, you know, I should have got more shots and, you know, all those kind of deals that, you know, you just rib each other and we just have a good time. But yeah, it's just so much fun. I mean, you know, it's hard to explain when you spent so many hours and days. I mean, so much time with certain guys in the trenches, so to speak. I mean, it is, you know, I don't mean to reference him, but you hear about that with guys that were in battle or in war with each other, right?
Right.
You know, in the army, and there's something about just, you know, your fellow, you know, soldiers out there going through battle and being in the bunker together. And in some ways, that's a little bit of the same kind of thing that I think athletes go through. You know, I mean, it's not, you know, kill type situation and like it is in war, but it is a sense of a battle. And a war to go out and compete and to play a game and to be physical with another team and, you know, take hits and all the things that go into competing together. And I think when you play with a group of guys like I was able to do for 7-8 years, you know, there's just that connection that can't be broken. You know what I'm saying? It's just like I got your back, you got my back, and you know, we were in it. The great times we had together and, you know, the difficult times, you know, the frustrating times, you know, of Jordan hitting the shot or whatever. We all went through that together, you know, and so it's just something special when you do get a chance to get together with those kind of guys and that you've just been through the wars with. It's special.
I think there's a relationship that's forged through fire. Honestly, none of us will ever know what it was like to play in the playoffs, or to you know, go up against the bad boys or that guy, MJ. None of us will ever know that. And so you guys do, because you were the men in the arena, which is why that quote is such an amazing quote. But yeah, I have to think that's a different level of friendship, because you've been through the fire together, arm in arm, as you said. Like, it's just a different level of friendship, and one that probably can never be broken.
Yeah, in a sense, you know, it's similar to sometimes, a lot of times, our closest friends are like our high school buddies, right?
Right.
That, because we were growing up together, literally like growing up, you know, with those guys. And so those guys too, there's something about, cause I know you before, you knew me before, you know what I'm saying? It's like this. And then we grew up to be this, you know, and I know the struggles you had, you know, the struggles that I had and all those things. And I think that's just, you know, whatever area it might be when you are doing life together with people, you know, you just, it's different than just meeting a new friend, so to speak. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, I love that. And I think we're talking about being thankful today. I mean, you and I are going to get into, we're going to go around the table and say what we're thankful for here in a minute. But I think if you're listening to this today and you have a friend like that, reach out to him. You know, this is that kind of season where it's okay. It's not awkward to reach out to somebody. Just say, I'm thankful for you. Shoot him a text, give him a call, send him a tweet, DM, whatever it is. I mean, in whatever technology we use today, send that to somebody, because you never know where that person's at in the world. And sometimes it's just good to hear from a friend that, like you just said, knows maybe the worst and the best of you and still loves you anyway. So,
yeah,
you know, reach out to somebody today if you're listening to this. I know we're a little off track, but let's get back to the Cavs quickly before we do go around the table and say what we're thankful for. How's the pulse of the team? You were there preseason. You were there, I don't know, 2-3 weeks ago. And you've been there now that they're got a little bit of a winning streak going. How's the pulse of the team?
Much better, I would say, this time when I came in. Like I said, winning helps everything, of course.
Right.
They've been able to win a couple games now, like you said, 3 in a row. You can sense that they're starting to get their footing again. I think early on, it just seemed a little off. You know what I mean? It was just hard to put your finger on it, that whether they weren't ready, whether guys were injured, whatever it might be, they haven't had their whole roster. You can point to a lot of different things, but, you know, I like the feel of it, I guess. Sometimes there's not a whole lot to say other than it feels better right now, you know? And so, you know, kudos to them. There looks like they're working through some things and kind of getting back on the right track again.
Well, that's good to see. So what are the biggest concerns you still have?
I think biggest concerns still are, you know, defensively. And I thought they played much better, you know, team defense last night. There was a purpose to it, trying to slow down Nikola Jokic. And, you know, it's easy to get up for the Nuggets. Obviously, they're the champs, but I'd like to see that be a little bit more consistent, obviously, from them, from the defensive end. And then, yeah, just overall, just getting healthy. I think, you know, that's still the challenge right now. They still had both Donovan Mitchell and Caris LeVert were both out last night. And so, and they were still able to win. So that's a good sign.
And we'll end on a positive. What's the most encouraging thing you see?
Yeah, the most encouraging, like I said, some of these young guys, I think they found some pieces, a guy like a Craig Porter, who, you know, is showing that he belongs and that he can be a good player in this league. And so they found a piece that, you know, they probably didn't count on going into the season. So things like that are very positive. Obviously, they've gotten great from all the new guys that have played. Struce and Yang and all the guys have done a really good job and have been a positive for the Cavs moving forward.
That Struce signing is pretty big. Like, that guy just brings it. I had texted you multiple times. I don't know how many times during games when I say, yeah, that is a bad dude. He's a dude. I mean, I really like Struce. I got to be honest. I, you know, obviously saw him in the playoffs last year. But man, I really like Struce a lot. He's really tough.
Yeah, he plays hard, and you know, he brings that Miami kind of mentality with him. Plays hard, and he shows up, you know, every night. So that's a key.
Yeah, I like it. All right, well, let's keep the winning streak rolling. And speaking of rolling, we're going to roll into the face segment. You like that transition? That was pretty good. I'm not kidding. Anyway, let's roll into the face segment here. You know, it is Thanksgiving, and typically, I don't know about your family, Mark, my family every year, and my kids hate it. They go around the table, and when I was a kid, I hated it, but my mom would always say, hey, okay, let's all go around the table, say what we're thankful for. But I do think it's important to pause. And I love that you and I talking about this episode. That was one of the things you recommended, was, you know, let's give, you know, say what we're thankful for. And so I think the best way to start maybe is to, I'll let you, you know, say what you're thankful for, and maybe we'll just do a few of them. But let's start with you. What are you thankful for this year?
Well, obviously the big one that jumps out is I'm thankful that we've had a grandbaby added to our family.
Yeah.
My daughter, Caroline, had a little baby. For those of you who haven't heard, Lily was born about a month ago. I think it was a month ago yesterday. And so it's just a precious, beautiful little gift that God has given our family. And so I'm super thankful for that. It's just awesome to be a granddad. Didn't know what I would think about it before, but it is awesome. And so I'm so thankful for that. Obviously, I'm thankful to my wife, Laura, who going on 37 years of marriage here, she has put up with me all this time and still loves me. So I'm so thankful for that. And she's awesome. And she's just such a, you know, rock in our family. And so I love her so much and thankful for that. I'm thankful for my kids, obviously all four of them, which I will get to see this Thanksgiving, which is rare.
It's awesome.
Because they're all grown up and have their own lives. So it's hard for all of us to get together, you know, all at one time. And so we're pretty excited. We're going to have everybody for Thanksgiving this year. So Mama Price is super excited for sure. And we're going to have a great, great time. I'm thankful I've been up here. I'm thankful for my teammates, former teammates that I played with. Got to spend some time with two of them this weekend, Brad and Larry. And, you know, just getting them reminisced, it just reminded me how thankful I was to have such great teammates and guys that we've been able to not just play basketball together, but do life together over the years. And so it's just always awesome. So thankful for those guys. And, you know, ultimately, most of all, I'm thankful for my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, for giving me salvation, giving me life, giving me purpose, and giving me his forgiveness on a daily basis. It's just amazing and such an incredible, incredible gift. And I could go on and on and on and on, but I'm going to pass it over to you, Aaron, and you can give me some of your thankful people. And
yeah, man, it is interesting because I think when we embrace just how blessed we are, and that's not blessed in terms of finances or anything, you know, anything of the world. I think it's when we understand how blessed we are. Cause I echo the same, my family, my wife. By the way, Laura Price still has the biggest downloads ever for your podcast. So just when you mentioned that, I had to mention it. We've had a lot of great guests. We've had a lot of great episodes, but your bride still has the most downloads ever. So shout out to Laura. I'm thankful for this podcast, obviously, and I want to get to that later. Let's put a pin in that. I'm thankful for my bride. Gosh, I'm thankful for my daughters, my son, like you said, kids coming home. It's so awesome this time of year. Like I told you, we're getting the band back together, and it's not the same when they're all not together because that's just who we are as a family. I'm thankful for, you know, what I get to do every day. And I always say all caps, I get to do this. And that just gives me so much life. And I went through a season of burnout, about a 2-year window, and which really leads me to the one word I kept thinking of when we were talking about this episode. And that's the word grace.
Yes.
First and foremost from our Lord and Savior. I'm thankful for his grace. And I'm thankful for grace from friends, family, strangers that have given me grace in this season of, I'll call it burnout. Just kind of putting things back together in my life. When I sat down this morning and said, like, what are you really thankful for? You know? And the first thing that came to my mind was grace, both given and received from others. And I especially roll back to, I don't understand grace. I don't know if I'll ever comprehend grace. I try to extend grace, but the most important grace, the most amazing grace is the one that we sing about in the old hymn. But that grace is unbelievable in our lives. And I really want to, not talking New Year's resolutions, but I really just want to keep trying to strive to understand grace and therefore extend it. And I'm just so thankful for the grace from my family, from my bride, from you, from friends, from the people that just know everything about me and love me anyway. You know what I mean? Gosh, I'm most thankful for grace.
But I mean, yeah, like you said, this amazing grace is what it is. It is amazing. And that song is just encapsulates what grace really is, and that God would love us when we don't deserve it. I mean, as human beings, that's hard for us to grasp, right?
Right.
Even though we, as parents, can taste that a little bit, right, with our kids.
Mm-hmm.
We love our kids no matter what they do, right? I mean, right. Obviously, you try to help them and correct things and do those things that you're supposed to do as a parent, but you're going to love your kids no matter what. And I mean, that's the kind of love that God has shown us, right? And we don't deserve it, obviously. I mean, we've all sinned, separated ourselves from him, and yet he gave us that grace by sending his son to bring us back to himself. That's just, I mean, it is amazing. There's nothing else, another word, there's just not a better word for it than amazing. And so, yeah, so much to be thankful for today, this Thanksgiving season. And obviously thankful for our friendship, Aaron. And, how God brought us together and getting a chance to do this podcast, get to talk about my two favorite things, you know, faith and hoops, you know, and that people actually want to listen to us talk about it. And so, that's amazing. And so thankful for the audience that listens. I know some of the people that do listen to the podcast. There's many, many people that listen that I don't know and probably will never meet, but just want you to know how much we appreciate you taking the time out of your day to listen to us talk, share our stories and share our faith and hope in some small way that we encourage you in your faith and in your walk. And, as we travel this journey of life together as believers in Christ. And so I just want to thank our audience out there. It means a lot. When I just randomly, time to time, I'll be around and say, hey, I listened to your podcast. I'm like, really? You know, and people that you wouldn't think, you know?
Right.
And so that's so encouraging to me to know that people are listening and that we are encouraging others as well. And that is the way that encourages me. So, yeah. So much to be thankful for this Thanksgiving season.
And I'll agree with you. I think, you know, you put a podcast out in the world. Podcasting is just such a thing, and I could have a whole episode on that. But podcasting is weird because there's 5 million of them, literally. It's just a weird thing. And so when you put episodes kind of out there in the interwebs and you don't know who or why, or, you know, it's a faceless audience for the most part, and you just don't know, like, what are we doing? And so you and I determined early on, we're doing it for that one. And I say that because when we get a message from that one person, that mom, that dad, that former, you know, player, a fan of yours, a former intramural champion, whatever it might be, it means a lot. And it really does. It makes you very thankful that this is why I do it. And because we know we're putting something out in the world that's positive. And I think in the world we live in today, anything you can put out in the world that's positive is a good thing. And so I'm very thankful, obviously thankful that you agreed to this idea. I literally had no idea if you'd even say yes. And so obviously that is I don't have words. I really don't to have words for how thankful I am for this opportunity that you and I have, and especially that you gave me the opportunity to do this. And so very thankful for you and thankful, as you said, for every one of our listeners.
Well, I appreciate it, Aaron. And listen, I hope you and your family have an awesome Thanksgiving. Give everybody a hug for me, and I can't wait to get back next week for another episode.
Well, I before we go, I got two things. One, in my hand, I'm holding a Mark Price and Lifeline CD. So I'm thankful that this arrived in the mail today. I'm so excited. I've got the Mark Price and Lifeline CD. So anybody listening, because I have a feeling, I don't know how many millions of copies you sold, Mark, but I have a feeling everybody in Cleveland had one. So
I don't think it was millions there.
No, you're not up there next to Taylor Swift and everybody else in the world. No,
but so I'm sure that's what you're going to be playing when, for the family, right? Over Thanksgiving, you're going to pull out the Mark Price CD. So
y'all got to hear this, you know, Right before we say our Thanksgiving thanks, I'm gonna tell them you all got to hear this and put this on a boombox. So, no, I love it. It took me back to a day, and I promise you, people that listening to this, I bet a lot of them have one or had one at home. So thank you for the Mark Price and Lifeline CD. I'm excited. I love that it has a Camelot Music price sticker on it. That's awesome. I forgot Camelot even existed. So anyway, thankful for that. But anyway. All right, Cavs week ahead, Sixers tomorrow night. The Sixers, we got the in-season tournament thing, so this is a big one. That's three in a row. That's a big game. Then they got the Heat, the Lakers, and the Raptors on a back-to-back. Lakers and Raptors on a back-to-back. For those interested, the Cavs are currently 1-1 in the in-season tournament. Have you figured out in-season tournament yet?
I'm a little embarrassed to say not really.
Yeah.
You know, how many games do they play? And then what do they even call it? The playoffs of the tournament? Or is there a name for it, or the second round or whatever it might be? I don't know how they're doing it or how many games they're playing, but it's just, to me, it seems like they're dragging it out a little bit here.
They are. And I think they're struggling for marketing. Anyway, not knocking the NBA, but here's what I'll say. I know we talked a lot about the Browns, but I'm a Raiders fan. So I'll take the words of the great Al Davis and say, just win, baby. Just win. If you win, you're probably going to be in the tournament or whatever that looks like. So currently 1-1, big one this week with the Sixers tomorrow night. That is one of those in-season tournament games from what I understand. But then you got the Lakers, the Heat, the Raptors. That's not an easy week. This is going to be a testing week, I think, for this Cavs team. So that's the week ahead.
It's a grind, man. The NBA's grind. And so they're in the midst of it, in the midst of the grind. So, but they got some momentum right now, which is a good thing. And hopefully they can carry that into playing a Sixers team that's playing pretty well right now, too. So should be a good game.
Well, my friend, thank you. First, last question. Are you ham or turkey guy?
Turkey. All the way.
Really? Do you make your own?
Yeah. No.
That's fine. All right. That's fine.
We either do the honey baked turkey deal, or sometimes Laura's mom and dad will make the turkey for us. So I don't know what it's going to be. I'm not in charge of the menu.
That's right. Hey, judgment free zone. It's all good. It's Thanksgiving. So enjoy the week. Enjoy family being home. Give everybody our love as well from the Conrad house to the Price house. Thank you. And to anybody listening, I hope you have a wonderful Thanksgiving with family and friends, and we'll be back next week for episode 58.
Look forward to it. See you then.
All right.
Thank you for listening to another episode of the Mark Price for Three podcast. Remember to subscribe, like, review, and share. I'm Josh Price, and we will talk to you again on the next episode.
You don't have to go very far looking for bad news because somehow it just finds you. So finding peace in the chaos can be really difficult, but it doesn't have to be because the River mobile app exists. The River is a Christian music radio station dedicated to playing music to help you get through life's toughest moments or life's happiest moments and everywhere in between. And all from artists who love Jesus and are real people just like you. Listening is easy. You can download it wherever you get apps from. Just search 1049 The River or listen online at riverradio.com.